It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. Brock, Hunter, the Plan B.
What's up, man? Yeah. Five facts, five opinions.
I love it. Listen, hey, it's five facts and five opinions, Steve.
Pass me a Bud Light, would you?
As we do this podcast, comes with. Of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They're your full-service motorcycle shop. They want to take care of your motorcycle.
Motorcycle, man. Gilson.
Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit. But either way, find them on Facebook, all that good shiz. Your facts and opinions for today. Fact number one, opinion number one. A mulligan, you know these, became a do-over in golf because a guy named David Mulligan in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in the 1920s. He hit a bad shot, then he decided to try it over again, so his friends started calling that move a mulligan.
Huh. You know what? Get rid of them. We don't need mulligans. You don't get two shots. It's like you don't get two birthdays. You know what I'm saying?
I live for mulligans in the game of golf.
I know. Everybody does, dude. It's like, you know, another thing, too, the breakfast ball. Well, you get two off the first. Yeah, well, you should have went to the range. You should have warmed up. You should have taken care of that before you stepped on the first tee. The first one was bad. Well, yeah, it's a bad shot. Welcome to golf.
Welcome to golf. That's golf. It ain't going to get any better. I just think this is crazy. Like phrases and things, like they all start somewhere. Like if you think of any phrase, at some point in time, one person said that, or maybe, I guess, like what's trippy to me is think about, like, okay, I'm trying to think of something like, oh, that's rad. Like
somebody started that.
Someone stoked. Started that. Yes. Yeah, stoked. You know, like different terms had to start somewhere. Now, maybe when you think about it, there's billions of people on the earth. So the chances of maybe a couple people, a decent portion of the population just happened to start saying like, oh, that's cool. You know, maybe that's what happened. Or like this, the term mulligan, you can ask any golfer in the world, hey, do you know what a mulligan is? Like, yeah. Did it really just start with this one guy?
David Mulligan. Sounds very Scottish, too.
Yeah.
It sounds very, very
sounds Irish. Sounds like a shitty golfer is what he sounds like.
Come on, man. Another mulligan, David Mulligan.
Yeah, you really pulled a mulligan there, Mulligan. Yeah. Anyway. There's a fun little fact. Fact number two, opinion number two. Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English. The Simpsons is number two.
Man, stick with The Simpsons. Why Friends? Jesus.
The Friends is a garbage show when you look at it.
Maybe I'm missing something. I must be missing something. Because, dude, I'm telling you, this was even brought up on Reddit the other day.
Yeah.
And even in the comment section, people are like, yeah, it's a really funny show. Like, I'm like, nah. Like, where's the comment that it's agreeing with me on this?
Okay. But
there weren't any, dude.
I'm not going to say it's a terrible show. Okay, there are funny parts of it, but it's comfort food. It's generic white bread
really
comfort
is
food. You know what I mean? Like you can put it on and you know you won't be disappointed, if that makes sense. Like, okay,
right.
Like there's enough of it and there's not a ton of storylines you need to follow that where it's like, oh shit, I miss this, so I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Hey, so just put it next to Seinfeld. I'm like, how can people say The Friends is better than Seinfeld?
See, now there's people, though, like Kiki, she doesn't like Seinfeld. That's not her style of comedy, you know?
Why?
And I'm not saying she's a huge...
it's a great style.
It's a great style for us. But there's other people that just like, you know, the
Big Bang Theory. You people suck. Yeah, that's terrible. Terrible show, dude.
But see, now back in the day when I was younger, I didn't mind it, you know? Or maybe it was I didn't mind looking at Penny's Pokers.
Yeah, dude, that show sucks. Dude, the laugh tracks, it's not funny.
I think the laugh tracks, if they could put it in front of a live studio audience, I think it'd be better. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think I'm just very opinionated in that way.
Fuck you guys. This sucks.
Much a soft comedy. You guys love all that stuff. I don't like Bill Burr. Hey, he's not funny at all.
You know, there's people out there that think our show sucks, you know? So.
Well, yeah.
To be fair, it does. The bar set pretty low on there.
It is.
Let's see. All right, there you go. Fact number three, opinion number three. Fancy ketchup is an actual USDA grade and the highest grade. Ketchups are rated on color, consistency, defects, and flavor. Give me that fancy ketchup.
Yeah, some of that fancy ketchup. Oh, I like ketchup. It's
I love ketchup. What, you know what I've been doing a lot of? Ketchup and mayo mixed together, and then you put a little bit of sriracha in there. Ooh.
I don't know about the mayo. That's that's like that. That's the what is that? What do they call that? They have a name for it, don't they?
Well, it's like mayo chup or something like that that they did. But it really, you do have way more ketchup in there than mayo. Like, I'm talking like a scoop.
Wait, don't people just call it fancy sauce?
Sauce? Like fancy sauce or something like that. I think that's what they called it in Step Brothers.
Yeah, I call it garbage. That's what I call it, garbage.
You just have no taste, sir. You're not refined enough to enjoy the fancy sauce.
Keep your mayo away from my ketchup.
that to me, for the best burger, if gun to my head, the perfect burger, right? All you need is patty, cheese, ketchup, mayo. That's it. That's all you need on a good burger for me.
How do you feel about mustard?
See, now I gotta be really in the mood for mustard. Now there's certain things that mustard just goes better with. You give me like a cold cut sandwich, like a turkey and cheese sandwich. I don't even need the mayo on there. That is strictly just mustard. Yeah. I can go with
50-50 on mustard, man.
Yeah,
you know what it's good in? Hmm. You know, you might be surprised with this, but it really is sloppy joes. Throw some mustard on your sloppy joe, dude.
I don't think I've ever tried that. That sounds pretty good.
It is good. It's a weird taste combo, but it works.
Liver and onions. When I do liver and onions, why can't I? Mustard. Jesus fucking Christ. Did I just have a stroke? Mustard. Mustard is the best with liver and onions. Best.
Yeah, I've never tried it because I'll never try liver and onions. What are you, 95?
Liver and onions is one of the best meals you can ever have. You know
what? You're raised in the Great Depression, dude.
I'm going to make some liver and onions this weekend. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Sure, it smells fantastic.
You know what? I'm going to make your mother and I a nice liver and onions dinner.
You will. She'll call you a grandpa, too.
It's a soft meat, so I don't have to have my teeth in. It's great. Nice. This is a crazy fact. All right, fact number four, opinion number four. Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon.
Nah.
What?
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Moon, huh? Wow.
And he went to the moon, man.
Man, it's weird.
Whoa, man.
What was it? Did it say what her name was?
Let's see. Buzz Aldrin's mother.
I know a Debbie Moon.
A Debbie Moon?
Yeah.
Her name was Marion. Marion Moon.
Oh. Well, M&M there. Nice. Buzz Aldrin. Yeah, okay, sweet. Sweet fact. Yeah, yeah.
So technically, if she got cremated, it'd be moon dust, right?
Jesus. How do you even think of that? Where'd you dig that from? It's incredible.
It's just incredible. Let's see. All right. Fact number five, opinion number five. Merv Griffin originally wrote the song for Jeopardy as a lullaby for his son called A Time for Tony. After he decided to use it for the show, he changed the name to Think. Do, 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 do,
it is a-
do, do, do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It is quite like a nursery little rhyme, kind of.
Yeah.
A lullaby. Kind of very simple.
Yeah.
His name is fucking Merv, though. Could you imagine your parents named you Merv?
I think the full name is Mervin, but I'm not sure. Mervin. Griffin. It's Mervin Edward Griffin Jr., TV host. He was a media mogul, began his career as a radio and big band singer. Who went on to appear on film and Broadway. Had his own talk show.
And the Jeopardy theme. One of the most famous themes. Everybody knows what the Jeopardy theme is.
Yep. They're back to recording episodes, I think, of Jeopardy right now. I think they went back and started filming again. Yeah. Yeah.
How's he doing? He had his diagnosed there.
He's doing better. I think they caught it early enough. I don't want to misspeak, but I think he's doing better. I don't know if he's in remission or what, but because he had prostate cancer, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Which is for guys, that's one of the, like, the survival rate on prostate cancer is not good. If you don't, even if you catch it early, it's a tough one, man. So, anyway, there you go. It's some good facts today. You know what?
Yeah. No presidential facts. I'm sick of hearing shit about presidents right now.
Actually, the presidential debate is tomorrow. Are you going to watch
it? Am I going to watch it? No, I had plans on,
literally anything else.
Anything else.
I think this one's going to be one to watch, though, because of the fact that they're muting microphones. And you know Trump is just going to lose his fucking mind. He's going to lose his mind when they mute his microphone.
It's just, dude, it's such a soap opera to me, dude. I don't even really think it's real, dude. I'm serious. I think we're just watching a show here and, like, we don't even know. So
anyway,
but I mean, I'll watch it because I got to, because we got to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. It's all show prep, but anyway. All right, folks, there you go. That's your facts and opinions. It is the Plan B show after show podcast.
Something
like that. It's your fancy ketchup show. All right.
Nice.
We'll see you guys next time. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.